1 Samuel chapter 5. After the Philistines captured the ark, they carried it from Ebenezer to Ashdod, their city, and they put it into the temple of their god Dagon, and they set it up beside the statue of Dagon. Early the next morning, the people of Ashdod saw that the statue of Dagon had fallen down on its face in front of the ark of Yahweh. So they lifted it up and put it back in its place. How pathetically weak are idols! Early the following morning, they saw that the statue had again fallen down in front of the ark. This time its head and both its arms were broken off and were lying in the doorway. Only its body stump was left. Even today, the priests of Dagon and all the worshippers of Dagon in Ashdod jump over the threshold and do not step upon it. The Lord punished the people of Ashdod very severely. He punished them and the people in the area around them by causing them to have tumours. When they saw what was happening, they said, "The God of Israel is punishing us and our God Dagon. We can't let this ark stay here with us any longer." So they realised that Yahweh, the God of Israel, was far more powerful than their God, and yet they still didn't want to accept him. And it just shows you can give people all the evidence in the world that God is the true God and their belief system is wrong, and they still won't accept it. So they sent messengers and called together all the five Philistine lords and asked them, "What should we do with the ark of the God of Israel?" They replied, "Take it to Gath." So they took it to Gath. But after it came there, Yahweh punished that city as well and caused great panic. Again, he punished them with tumours, which developed in all of the people in the city, both the young and the old. So they sent the ark to Ekron, another Philistine city, but when it came there, the people cried out, "Oh no, they've brought the ark of the God of Israel here so as to kill us all." So again, they sent for all the lords of the Philistines and said, "Send the ark of Israel back to its own place so that it will not slay us and our families." There was panic all over the city because God was punishing them so hardly, even those who did not develop the tumours, as well as the other people, cried out to their gods for help. Well, can't they see that their gods are no good, that their gods have been destroyed and fallen over, flattened, broken themselves in front of the ark of Yahweh? Well, they saw that, but they were not impressed. Their old traditions and their old way of doing things and what they felt familiar and comfortable with, which was worshipping their idols, that stayed with them. And this is why it is that you can put evidence in front of people and yet they still will not believe, because the pull of the old and the familiar and the traditional is so strong to them.